VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. Despite a U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement, fighting continued Friday in northeast Syria. Ankara agreed Thursday to temporarily suspend its military operation in Syria to allow Kurdish forces to retreat from a designated safe zone. The pause in fighting comes a week after President Trump withdrew U.S. troops from the Kurdish-held area in northern Syria, which effectively cleared the way for Erdogan to launch an offensive against the Kurdish YPG forces, triggering concerns over an Islamic State resurgence. Speaking from the United Nations headquarters in Geneva, the World Food Program's Hervé Verussel says tens of thousands of people have been displaced in recent weeks.
There are more than 165,000 people on the move in the northeast, and they seek shelter in Askek and Raqqa. Many people in those cities chose to stay with families and friends rather than in collective shelter. So that figure, in fact, can even be higher.
At the same news conference, the World Health Organization's Tariq Yasharovich says one hospital has been overloaded by wounded arrivals.
Tamer Hospital has been the main reception point for wounded persons coming from a conflict zone in Ras Al Ain. The hospital has struggled to cope with the influx of patients, and patients have been subsequently referred onward to Al-Hasakeh and Kamishli.
Turkey's military operation, which began October 9th, aimed to create a so-called safe zone along its border with Syria. Mexican authorities say they backed off an attempt to capture a son of drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman after cartel gunmen started shooting heavy weapons and burning vehicles that paralyzed the capital of Mexico's Sinaloa state. 21 people were wounded, according to a state public security secretary. This is VOA News. A spokesman for Nangarhar Province's governor says there were multiple blasts from explosives placed inside the mosque in Jawdara area of Haskamina district in Afghanistan. Reuters' Mia Womersley reports.
Scores of people have been killed and over 100 wounded in a bombing of a mosque in Afghanistan. Multiple explosions were reported to have hit the house of worship, according to the local authorities in Nangarhar province. This eyewitness at a hospital says it happened just as everyone gathered for Friday prayers. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Both Islamic State and the Taliban are active in the area. Taliban territory is at its highest point since the U.S. invasion toppled their government almost two decades ago.
That was Reuters' Mia Womersley reporting. Hong Kong police announced on Friday that they would ban public gathering for safety reasons ahead of the 20th weekend of demonstrations. Police on Friday rejected a permit request for the march, meaning it would be an illegal rally. Here's Acting Chief Superintendent of Police Public Relations Branch, Wing Chung Hong Kong.
What is more alarming is that some rioters used homemade bombs in the recent protest. In another case, our officers were stabbed in the neck by a rioter, showing a clear intention to take his life.
Hong Kong is preparing for a weekend of demonstrations, including a human chain at major subway lines on Friday and a democracy march on Sunday. Thousands of people have defied police in the past and staged mass rallies, often peaceful in the start but descending into violence at night. The world's first female spacewalking team made history high above Earth on Friday. The team floated out of the International Space Station to fix a broken part of the power network. Tracy Caldwell Dyson, a three-time spacewalker who watched from Mission Control, said, hopefully this will now be considered normal.
Women have been doing spacewalks for 35 years, and we train like this every day, and so it's pretty normal, and we just hope that this is a start to that.
The trip marked the first time in a half century of spacewalking that a woman floated out without a male crewmate. Thousands of teachers in the United States' third largest school district are striking a second day Friday, but the city of Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, says the schools will reopen. With teachers on the picket line, Lightfoot says classes will be staffed by non-union employees. She also said it's time for the union and district negotiators to meet face to face and work out a deal. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.